Welcome, James. It's very good to have the opportunity to talk again, obviously in advance of the leaders' meeting at the end of this month, really, I wanted to first of all confirm and reaffirm the commitment that the UK has to NATO. We see that as the bedrock of UK security. And we're pleased to be playing the role that we are in the alliance. Obviously, we've got at the moment a number of commitments, nearly 1,000 troops in Estonia and Poland, the RAF Typhoons as over the Black Sea, part of that that project there. And you know, we very much consider it important that here in the UK we spend 2% of our GDP on defence and also meet the 20% on equipment commitment as well. And obviously, as we look ahead to the leaders' discussions, there will be a number of issues, including encouraging others to play their role in terms of the support for NATO. But I'm very pleased to have the opportunity to talk to you about these and other issues that are on the agenda.
Thank you so much, Prime Minister, and thank you for welcoming back to the Downing Street. And I'm really looking forward to discussing with you our preparations for the upcoming meeting of NATO leaders in Brussels on the 25th of May. And there are two topics on the agenda. It's burden sharing and fighting terrorism. And UK is leading by example on both these fronts. When it comes to burden sharing, you spend 2% of GDP on defence. I welcome that very much, and other allies are now starting to increase also their investments in defence. But you also contribute in many other ways. You are now leading our multinational battalion in Estonia. You are the lead nation for our high readiness force, and you are in disguise with the Royal Air Force in the Black Sea region, providing air policing. So when it comes to burden sharing, contributing to our shared security, you are really a lead nation, and I thank you for that. Also, when it comes to fighting terrorism, I very much appreciate the contributions of the United Kingdom. You have been in Afghanistan for many, many years together with other NATO allies. We will address our presence in Afghanistan at the leaders' meeting, but we will also address what more NATO can do to step up its efforts to fight international terrorism, including providing support to the counter-ISIL coalition. And I strongly believe that the best thing we can do in the fight against terrorism is to train local forces, enabling them to stabilize their own country and to fight terrorism themselves. So there are many important issues on the agenda, and I'm really looking forward to welcoming you to Brussels. So thank you.